From JMI Wealth, Andrew Keller, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good news, good news, good news. The cycle is broken.
Maybe. I don't know if one move is enough to call a trend yet. This is Global Dairy Trade Auction. Last night, the Global Dairy Trade Index has posted a 2.4% gain. So, yes, it's good to see it up, but I'm not sure whether we can actually call a change in trend yet. Just reflecting on one thing, just in the last week, we've seen quite a strong sort of risk-on theme, a sort of sharp reversal, and certainly in global share markets following that US CPI outcome, which was better than expected, and overnight PPI in the US was better than expected. So the animal spirits are calling again, Mike. looking at the, I suppose, the category, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, both gained 3.1%. Skim milk powder, interesting, the average price is circa $3,000, and it bounced off that, Mike, last July before the big run-up. Dairy farms will be happy to see that. I think if we'd seen further declines from here, that would have put those farm gate milk prices in doubt.
Okay, housing, what do we make of those numbers yesterday?
It looks to me like further moderation in prices is likely. So this is the REINZ house price data. I prefer to look at the house price index because the median prices can move around a bit on the basis of composition of sales. Unadjusted house price index, so this is not seasonally adjusted, rose 0.2% in the month of October. But if you apply seasonal adjustment to that, that would push the number into a negative outcome. Annual movement, again, unadjusted 10.9% fall. Unfortunately for our listeners out there in New Zealand's biggest city, old Tamaki Makaurau, those house prices fared somewhat worse in Auckland, down 14.3% on annual basis, and actually some areas in Auckland are now down by more than 15%, places like the North Shore. Outside of Auckland, the losses aren't as high. Remember, the peak in the house prices was November last year, so next month you're likely to see year-on-year prices, those losses will be higher. If you look at sales volumes as sort of being a predictor of price movements, Mike, that's not good news. That does tend to be the case of when volumes fall, prices fall. Sales volumes are significantly lower, that at 11-year lows. These numbers are seasonally adjusted. They're down 9.5% from September and down 34% from last year. Days to sell is extended as well. And actually, outside of Auckland, Wellington market might look particularly weak. Look, I think there's a real potential for further mortgage rate rises. What you were saying before is very right. This rising official cash rate doesn't really seem to be affecting that wage price cycle. So, you know, you see more OCR increases and mortgage rates go up.
Exactly right. Good news, though, is they are stampeding into the country.
Yeah, interesting. I'll raise one interesting point with migration numbers. So we've got a loss of just under 8,500 people in the September 2022 year. The composition is interesting. 12,700 New Zealanders left. That's offset by 4,200 non-New Zealand citizens coming in. It looks like the outflow of people has slowed. This interesting feature, though, Mike, the departure numbers for previous months, if we go back 4 months ago, those departure numbers have been revised higher. Mm. Now, I won't go into the details of how this data is captured, but there is a 16-month, 12-month feature in here, and it's around trying to determine what is the definition of a permanent departure. But those revisions do raise the possibility that we are undercounting the number of outbound migrants.
Interesting.
So we could see net migration numbers revised lower. The bulk of us are going to Australia when we're going. It could turn positive in 2023. But quickly on visitors, Mike, 151,000 in September versus 130,000 in August. So the number of tourists are coming up. We're still at about 58% of pre-COVID numbers, mostly coming from Australia, just odds and sods from other places.
Righto, give me the stats.
We are up 0.56% on the Dow Jones following that US PPI outcome. So that's close, currently 33,724 on the Dow. The S&P 500 up 1.4%, so good rise there, over 4,000, 4011. And the NASDAQ storming up 2.35%, 11,459. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 16 points, 7369. The Nikkei gained 0.1%, 27,990. Shanghai Composite had a strong run, actually 1.6% up, 3134. Australasian markets quiet yesterday. The ASX 200 down 5 points, 7141. The NZX 50 up 7 points, 11,239. The resurgence in the Kiwi continues against the US. Globally weaker US dollar, 0.6162 is the mark there, 0.9106 against the Aussie, 0.5950 euro, 0.5195 against the pound, 86.02 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,768.90. And Brent crude, relatively stable, $93.41.
You're a good bloke. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.